I brought my agent to my show at the main room.
Oh yeah, how'd it go?
I bought my dick off.
Farting in regular yoga class, fine. Farting in hot yoga is...
First of all, just want to touch on that. Not fine to fart in regular yoga class. Do you know how many shows I've done with people I didn't want to fucking see? I don't. A million?
All of my bridesmaids are wearing potato sacks. I don't give a fuck.
I wish I was worse when I drank so I'd stop.
Boy, the dicks I've sucked for literally nothing.
Ah, here we go again.
Welcome to Slap!
Oh yeah.
Welcome to Slobs. I'm Lara Bites. Welcome to Slobs.
And we're not here.
And we are all gone.
Lara's so Christmassy right now. I can't get over it. It looks perfect.
I go hard, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
You brought in a little festive tree.
I did. I brought in a little tree.
She did bring in a little tree.
I don't bring this everywhere with me, but like basically.
This episode is slated to come out after Christmas, of course.
Okay, perfect. Well, I also have a
Lara
present.
Lara wants to cut
ahead. What the fuck? Cut ahead.
Even though this is the one time I didn't wear a Christmas sweater.
It really is.
Anyway.
Can I open my present that clearly looks like a penis?
Yeah, I brought in a couple things. Steph has a dick.
This is from Montana,
that looks
right?
Like a gift. Steph has a gift that looks like a dick,
like a dick.
There it is.
Ew.
It is a dick.
It's a candle.
Oh, I love it. It is teal and it matches
mint green. It goes
it
with
looks
your.
Exactly like Zach's penis, same amount of veins.
There you go. And
yeah,
I
we did some thorough research against our will. Zach?
Zach sent you guys a wall. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, I love it.
Oh,
that's from when we went to Montana, and then you both have another little gift.
A little gift, yeah. Ugh. We tried to get one that would like match the decor of your house.
It does. So. Look at this. I feel bad I have no gifts for you. You're just watching us open.
I don't have gifts for anyone. I'm a bad friend.
Look how tiny and cute this is.
We should have done a secret Santa.
I know. What the hell? Instead, Lars is buying us gifts and we're not doing anything.
Oh, God. My arthritic hands.
Oh, my God. Are these little toilet paper earrings?
What?
Oh, my God. These are the best.
Are you kidding?
They're little TP earrings.
They're little rolls of toilet paper.
Oh, my God.
Because we wipe our butts all the time.
Yeah, because
speak for yourself. Just kidding. I wipe
these
my
are so cute. Aww,
these are so
thank
cute.
You.
Oh, my. I'm putting mine in right now. Can I? I don't know if I can. I'm bad at this. These are fun.
What a nice, hard to explain what we're, they're little toilet paper earrings. They're very cute.
What a thoughtful
gift. Look at me. I'm a toilet and penis lady.
They're earrings that look like little rolls of toilet paper. I just want to be clear that they're not
actual toilet paper
earrings that I made out of toilet paper.
Oh yeah. For the non-visual listeners, the people who aren't watching on YouTube. They're little tiny rolls of toilet paper. Where did you find these? Was this an Instagram ad that popped up for you?
No.
Oh.
I found them on Amazon. Remember when I told you that they like wouldn't come? But then they did.
And they're right there. And we love them.
Oh, my God. I'm
little toy, little poo-poo
so
ears.
Excited.
Next time
Dude,
we go.
Dude, my mom would die at these. My mom is like obsessed with kitschy theme earrings.
Really cute.
She. Oh.
Oh, are we going to have
which way do you do the toilet paper?
Oh, God.
Which way? Over under debate?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone started a debate. Oh, mine's really stuck. My mom would see these and do this. And look at those.
I met your mom, and I feel like she didn't sell like that at all.
Yeah, she was probably pulling it together. I don't know. Maybe it's because she's finally actually quit smoking instead of pretending she quit smoking.
Should we talk about that dumb bitch from the internet?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys, I posted a video.
Speaking
it was me
slop.
This time.
This is the unequivocal slop of the week. We have other nominations coming at you, but this fucking bitch.
Okay, so we know at this point that people will leave shitty comments on Reels.
Yeah,
it's
just part of it now.
Yeah. This was for what appears to be based on clicking on her profile and seeing the amount of people I know who follow her, which was a handful of people.
Yeah.
A female open micer.
Yep.
When you said that, I went to this person's page because this person evidently does not identify as female.
I
don't know.
I honestly
want to feel free to write in and explain to me how to do this, but the pronouns were XEFAE and then something else. And
Zon.
So
I don't know.
I'll just say this person because I don't know which one of those is
accurate. I also don't know if like is
I don't
that...
know how to do possessive using those pronouns.
Yeah, and
no.
I don't know.
I have it screenshotted.
There's no way for me to know if that person like was is that a joke? And there are,
I also want to say that their handle is Center for Poetic Justice.
I do not think that that's a joke.
Yeah, no. that was the handle.
Based on their
but
comment.
I went to this, my point is I went to this person's profile and in this person's tagged photos. One is a flyer for a comedy show. Mm-hmm. And has this person's name, and then mm-hmm. the audio for one of this person's reels also has that name. So, and it says in this person's bio that this person wants to be a comedian. This person aspires.
Yes. So, to be a comedian. Female, non-female, whatever you identify as. Oh, my penis. Penis over. If you are.
I'm laughing because she knocked the dick over.
Yeah, she knocked over the dick candle.
I wasn't laughing at someone not identifying.
Yeah, sure, Laura.
No, the dick fell over.
Yeah, you posted this clip.
It was a dick.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if you are an aspiring comedian, why you're going to the Comedy Store page and negatively commenting on people's clips already fucking crazy.
Insane. Mm-hmm. It's like, don't...
So what they said was so fucking rude.
Well, first of all, they just... They said the world is burning.
Okay.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Okay,
I literally replied.
What are you saying?
Yeah, also, you also again posted a riff, which we have. It's hilarious.
It's a riff. Yeah, it's like this isn't a bit that I've been working on. I wasn't like, okay, you guys, do you think I should get up on the wall and twerk when I say this line or this line? This was completely off the top of my head. First of all, I'm sacrificing my dignity already by like, I know that it's I'm being a clown in it. I literally in my caption was like, listen, I'm exposing my flat ass to the internet that's going to eat me alive.
Yes.
Like, please, for the love of God, leave me alone. But like, yeah, I somehow started riffing about olden days and was like, did they twerk in the 1400s? Which led to me up on a wall making fun of Beethoven.
So funny.
So funny.
She had her feet up on the wall. Yeah, she was twerking. It was hilarious. It was also a joke. I was also flat out confused by this person's negative comments.
Yeah.
Like, is the world burning? I'm like,
the world is burning.
When they said the world is burning, I'm like, is this person pissed that you're not talking about social justice issues?
Yeah. Like, well, then comment that on every single other comedian's page and their clips that are posting.
Or is that just you being like, this video sucks?
Also, there's nothing wrong with that. You are a fucking clown. You're a professional comedian.
Yes. And I have, by the way, accepted that.
You're making a joke.
I think when I started, or like there was a phase in early comedy where I was like, I want comedians to like think I'm cool and like I want to make sure that everyone knows I'm a good joke writer. But it's like at the end of the day, I'm a physical comedian.
Just make people laugh.
Yeah,
that's
it. The job is to make people laugh. Everyone has their different way that they can be of service on this planet and make it a better place. Mine is by making people laugh. Mm. People laugh the most when I say like dirty, stupid shit. That's not my fault. That's just what people laugh at. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I don't know. I don't even remember what their follow-up comment was.
But people leave my shows happier than when they showed up.
Yes.
That's our job, is to make people a little bit happier because then they go out into the world and they're a little bit better. You know, they're better to be around.
I also had the thought of like, well, maybe part of the reason the world is burning is because people see someone actively, clearly trying to make people happy and go, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they
that's miserable.
This person went on to say what else?
I don't even remember. They fuck. I just said okay.
You
said okay.
They called it desperate.
Yeah, I said okay. Then they did like an okay symbol and they're like, so desperate.
That's what set me off.
And I was like, you're leaving a comment on someone else's profile.
You're following the Comedy Store page. You're now commenting on again, whatever you identify as, it's already harder for women, especially online, posting clips. Now you're coming at a woman who just posted a fucking riff. Obviously, it's funny enough for the store to collab with
it. To collab with it. And it's also like, this person, I don't want to like fuck up in case those are real fucking pronouns. They follow the Comedy Store. So it's like, do you think you're going to come in here and get so many likes on your shitty comment that the store's going to be like, whoa, 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 who's this?
Yeah, who's this?
Right. Throw her up.
Right, yeah. We have to book.
So what
person.
Did you comment? So then you came in first.
I wanted to be clear before I cut this bitch's throat open. verbally,
bitch
of course.
Is a non-gender. Yes. That's a non-gendered
that's
bitch.
That's right. That's right. so I just said... What did you mean by that? Because I like kind of putting people on the spot and being like, explain what you said.
Yeah.
Are you being a total see hole right
yeah,
now?
Yeah.
Or
are we confused?
Also, yeah. I just don't get what you're saying. What are you saying?
No,
is
what
desperate?
Is your point
what's
here?
What is your fucking
I don't know
problem?
What's desperate. No.
Yeah. Well, so I wanted them, and then they didn't. And then there were other comments that they responded to. And so then I still don't understand what this means.
Me too. But then I was also like, I think you're just mean.
I yeah. think you're yeah. just a mean person.
I also was like, oh, this is like probably a very mentally ill person, obviously. But then I love that Nate came in, my boyfriend, yeah. who later was like, I shouldn't be commenting on people's comments. He's like, I'm not any better than those people. But he came in and he's like, I'm sorry, are you calling someone desperate when your pinned photo is a bikini picture?
Which is like, I mean,
this person ended up blocking all of us.
Yeah.
I said that they were being mean. Like, I was
you
so fucking polite.
Yes. You were like, I think you're just mean.
Yeah.
Well, and then Steph comes in and goes like...
this penis keeps
Steph
getting knocked over.
Knocked the dick over
She's
again.
Like, LOL, are you an open mic comedian trolling a paid writer at the comedy store? Rule number one in comedy, don't do this. Have fun getting booked in LA. But also, when I looked at their flyers, they're just booked on, like, I think their own virtual show.
No, they're not, they're never going to be comedian. And here's the thing.
Do we know this person's name? Because I think we definitely can say it
no.
and just be like, I don't know this person's name.
I don't know the name. I
do
want
to shout out to other people because you guys probably didn't notice this because obviously why would you guys get notifications for my post? But that same person came back 5 hours later, hours later, and wrote, I think she meant to direct it at all three of us, and it's gone because they fucking deleted all their shit, or because
they're embarrassed. They deleted it all.
Yeah, because they're a fuck. Like,
oh,
you should
be. Because they blocked us. Because then I couldn't see any of their comments.
I've got the responses pulled up, but they wrote, I guess I shouldn't be surprised at this behavior or something like this. I'm butchering it, but like,
no.
from people who's have a podcast title or like promoting being slobs. But then I want to give a shout out to Jen Griffin and Abby McNitt because then slobs fans came in.
Okay.
And this girl Jen's like, you should be ashamed of yourself. It literally takes zero effort to be kind. You talk about a moral compass, yet here you are going out of your way to insult someone.
Dude, you're just being a fucking bitch.
And then Abby goes, this other girl Abby, and they follow all of us, they follow slobs. So thank you guys, are badasses. She's like, imagine coming back 6 hours later to comment mean shit on a post again. Girl, just keep scrolling.
Yeah.
With an eye roll emoji. So it's just like,
you know, if it had been anyone else, and I never get into fights online with people, and I wouldn't do this if it was my own page, but it's my sweet little friend. And you posted a video of a riff you thought of in the moment. And I'm so proud of you because it was so fucking
so funny. And
you
it's not sexual at all. People say it was sexual.
Excuse me. Handstand on fucking stage. This is high art. Yeah, and I will not tolerate someone coming after it. I put up with a lot of shit. We all do. Like fucking trolls.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you're trying to be a comedian and you're coming for us, I will say that you're being mean.
Yeah. I also firmly now believe, and I know that it's probably been a thing we've all like kind of known, that there are bots that just automatically go on women comics posts and go, sex is another woman talking about sex.
I loved what you guys said when that guy, sorry.
Yeah.
Nate
is not sexual at all.
No, it's like twerking. More than one guy was like, another woman talking about sex. And it's just like, have you never fucked? Do you think that this is what sex is?
Even twerking is fucking makes no sense.
Yeah, but also Nate was like, well, those are bots. You know, it's probably bots that are in the algorithm to like keep people on the thing. And there's probably a bunch of bots that are like, you know who's really easy to rile up? Female comedians when you insult their reels. And I was like, fuck.
I love it when... It's totally just guys who are just like, why do I think about sex every time a female comedian is talking?
Yeah, it's like,
it's like, we're not even talking about sex.
Yeah. No, literally, I can say anything.
You're talking about dancing in the fort. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you so tired of all the Beethoven bits that female comedians are doing?
Yeah. Was it when I said a tuberculosis cloud flying out of her ass? So you're like, sex.
Yeah. No, it's psychotic. They just say it.
It's a totally unique thought. I've never heard anybody say anything like that before.
No.
And it's like, do you think that tuberculosis is an STD?
It's just jealousy.
It's jealousy.
I mean, this initial troll that we're talking about, Center for Poetic Justice.
You know what I think?
Just to give the Instagram. Handle again.
We're giving
not it. Saying anyone should hurt this person or come after them. I certainly wouldn't want that, but I will.
But go enjoy the jokes they're making on their reels.
Also like, it's like, here's the thing now. Now that person has people, we all people we know, they're never going to get booked out here. You can come to LA if I ever see you on a show honestly, of a friend of mine.
They weren't going to anyway.
No, but if they
this
did,
this isn't the way that like.
Here's what
funny
I think.
But guess
behave.
What?
It's an up and coming open mic or up and coming. They're just around.
Yeah.
Who probably is one of those girls who's like, I'm like the guys. Maybe not one of the girls. Sorry.
Yes.
But is like
one of those people
mm-hmm. who has that like competitive. There can only be one of us type of mentality and thought. That would be so funny that a bunch of male comics would be like, oh, you're the cool one. And it's like, they're all like,
no.
You look at who's following them. Like, those are my friends.
Yeah.
Right. Like, those are.
They're also, they don't care. And this is not helping you. You've made a huge mistake.
Yeah. Anyway,
this is like, well, we do have a segment every time called People
Leaving Shitty Comments.
So
maybe they listen to the podcast and they're like, I'm getting in there.
I might've got my worst one last night.
Uh-oh.
So this guy, Jack Irwin. How you think it was spelled? Again, you're getting your full name if you're going to say something. He has DM'd me before saying I'm hot and asking me out. I post the photo of me, Bill Burr, and Dean Del Rey from this weekend. I posted, looking good, by the way. I posted three pics. He writes, damn, thought you were cute till I seen that nose at that angle.
What the fuck?
Protractor emoji.
Oh my God.
I need you on a construction site ASAP with that.
Also, what was the leap that went to nose construction? I don't even know what that.
My, because it's a protractor. I'm like, I think they use it in math class. I don't think they use a tiny protractor on the construction site. It's so funny because me and Jeremiah, he just posted me a clip from his Stand Up on the Spot show. Every person is commenting on our nose. You don't think Jeremiah Watkins and I have only made fun of our nose for years? It's so insane.
You don't think he knows?
Like, it's so annoying. But this guy, it's like, you asked me out. I remember the DM. I blocked him now. But he DM'd me like twice saying I'm hot. And if I'm ever in this city, come here, whatever. And then you're like, and now because I also... You weren't looking that close at me if you missed this old gal. You're telling me that none of my photos, like, I'm never just looking straight. I'm not trying to hide this.
Seth, what I'm hearing
is... What photo
is,
did he see where he's like, didn't realize you have a nose?
It was the second one. It was me
no,
and Zach.
I mean where he's like...
Yeah, I don't know.
Where'd that thing come from?
I'm covering it in every photo.
Literally, you just got a boyfriend and he realized that he's never going to fuck you. And so now he's being mean. Yeah. I mean, It's childish
shit. It was
just
so crazy.
I had a guy who at my show at my shows in Bloomington, Minnesota this past weekend. A guy was like, you won't even give us a chance. And I was like, I've just spent 20 minutes doing jokes about my boyfriend. I was like, no, I will not give you a chance. And
what?
People were like, whoa, the women in the crowd were
like. You're like, oh my God.
I got this after the fact, and this was a different person. He was like, the kid you called a nerd and you won't even go for a drink. And I ignored it, of course.
Yeah.
And then he said, dude. What? I'm like, are you expecting me to respond to you? Half my set is about my boyfriend.
Yeah. Also, dude, did you? That was the follow-up. It's like, now I'll respond.
Look at it. It's more obnoxious when you look at it than when I say it out loud. It's so obnoxious.
Let's screenshot these and put them on our...
This is so
like, you
stupid.
Feel entitled to my fucking attention? Would you ever send that to a man that you thought was good at stand-up? Like,
no. Some fucking crazies probably would. This one guy...
No, you would treat him like a fucking celebrity.
Yeah, you wouldn't be... And also,
a man shit on one of my other reels. And then I was like, okay. And then... Went to my profile, saw that I had one of my pinned tweets is me singing Wagon Wheel with Bert Kreischer from his podcast. And he's like, Bert's a sellout. He started leaving other comments. Tell him so-and-so said hi and thanks for abandoning your friends. I'm like, oh, you're one of those fans that he was nice to and now you think you're best friends.
Now
he is doing a theater tour and didn't get you free tickets.
Or you're a fucking loser he was friends with in high school who he doesn't talk to anymore because it makes him sad.
Yeah.
you still work at the... Wherever you worked in high school. I was going to use a very specific example for my high school, but that could potentially cause harm.
Anyways.
Hurt people's feelings.
Anyways, people.
We should just start whatever we talk about, we should just fucking put them up on our Instagram screenshots in case you missed it.
Should we talk about something medical? I feel like we've gone off brand.
Yeah.
Not off brand, but I mean, we've spent an ample
amount. We've gone too deep into
this.
I got
a medical thing. It's gross.
Yeah, let's
talk about
that. Oh, I should talk about my medical thing that happened that we never talked about before. I want to hear yours first.
Mine's bad. I think I have a yeast infection, and I think... Zach's the one who noticed.
Uh-oh. Was he down there?
He was down there, then he was in there, and then he pulled out. He's like, what's that? I was like, I don't know.
Is that cum?
Yeah, it's not cum. It's where we
did he pull his dick out and add a full croissant on it?
It's a loaf of bread.
That's
yeah,
a
it's,
bummer.
It's
How
gross.
Are you feeling?
I feel fine. I thought I had like a bit of a like I get them a lot and I haven't had them in a while, but I also drank excessively and ate like shit this weekend.
Well, and you did. I didn't know this was a thing, but like you did like the 8-hour drive to Salt Lake or whatever.
10 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. Driving apparently people are. People have said that like long drives and long
yeah.
sitting.
And I'm wearing like my tight black pants and the underwear sitting there, and then I'm like stopping at gross. And I hold my pee in
because
I don't stop.
Yeah, you don't
gross.
Wanna, well, yeah, fuck. I'm holding. So you're like, I'm not stopping. That's. I'm surprised you don't have a UTI. Jesus Christ.
I know. I should have one.
Damn.
But it is gross, and now I think he's repulsed by me because I'm like, I feel disgusting, and I'm like, oh, that's.
Oh, it's the worst when you have an like, and you know, you have a partner that loves you. They'll like laugh it off and get over it, but. Man, it feels gross in the moment.
It wasn't like a bunch. It was just like, he's like, oh, that doesn't look like your normal cum. And I was like, oh.
You squirted and it just was like solid.
Yeah.
Just fucking snowballs.
It came out literally like those croissants that you put in the oven, the Pillsbury.
The Pillsbury.
The Pillsbury. Yeah, they started like they were rising when it came out.
Dude, I once had.
It's like, it's not usually so viscous.
Yeah, yeah, viscous. That's a good word.
Thank you.
Oh, that's, yeah, that is.
It's disgusting.
It's one of my favorite
words. I wish
words
I didn't bring
use.
It up
Dude,
now.
When it's during
gross.
Sexual stuff, I once had, so Nate and I had period sex once, and it was like a lighter day, but so it was like in one of those moments where it's like not actively whatever, but it had been earlier or whatever. This is so embarrassing. Why am I saying this? To his credit, he waited till after to tell me so he didn't like ruin the sex. And he's like, yeah, you have some sort of like old blood kind of crust going towards your butthole. He like was doing me from behind, and there was just like period blood, just fucking like racing stripes, and I'm like, okay,
why
well,
would he even tell you that? What's
yeah?
What do you?
I think he thought it
that?
Was funny. It's like we're too good of friends sometimes, where I'm like, yeah. Okay, there's things that I've had to be like, this is, I'm not your alcoholic frat bro.
Yeah,
like I need a little bit of like feeling
mystery
pretty.
Yeah,
yeah, like
yeah,
yeah, I'm. Horrified that happened.
Yeah.
We still fucked. We still came. Whatever.
You want to talk about horrified that happened. You guys were talking such a big game about squirting. You've been leaving old Bitsy feeling left out over here. And after that episode where you were like, no, everybody is physically capable of it. I was
everybody
like, all right, well,
squirt.
Let's try this again here.
Uh-huh.
Dave tried it again. It didn't happen. I think a big part of it is psychological because I'm like, I feel like I'm going to pee. I don't want to pee all over my bed. And so yeah. I just like can't
shut down.
Get over the part psychologically that's like, just pee, you know? but yeah, he was trying and he was like, I think that there's a tampon in there. And I was like, there's not a fucking tampon in there. He pulled out a... An 8-day old tampon. And he was so nice about it. And I was horrified. I was mortified. I was like, oh my God. He was like, there's like not even really any blood on it.
Oh,
like,
really?
Like,
that's the point.
He said it didn't even smell that bad. And I was like,
yeah.
Well, because I, you know,
yeah, no,
I was mortified,
yeah.
And he was so gracious about it. He was like, what if I just pulled like a bunch more out, just like a clown just pulling out fucking old tampons? I was like, oh my God.
That is a really common thing.
Yeah.
I have several friends. Not for
me.
Yeah, but like.
I've heard it enough that I think I've been too horrified. Like I double check a lot, but there will be times where I'll go, oh, I forgot to put a tampon in. I'm so fucking ADHD that I'll be like, oh, I didn't put it in. And then I'm like, but did I? And it's, I've had friends put two in and not realize it.
Because you have the small little OB ones, right? Because you remember you gave me one once.
Yeah.
And I was like, I always have the applicator because I'm scared that I would forget that it's in there, the little ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard it a lot. I think we actually might have a slob story in the inbox we haven't gotten to yet of someone else having one. Holler at us if you have experienced the forgetting a tampon.
I have a big cervix. And so I thought that he was like, what's this?
And he was looking at your
and
cervix.
I was like, that's my cervix. It's not a tampon. Like I disagreed with him and he was like, it's a tampon.
I know.
And you're like, man,
he's like, I've been in here before, you know,
I've been down this road.
And then he pulled out a tampon.
We didn't take a quick break.
Oh, let's take a quick break.
And we're back.
Okay.
Do you not lie towels down when you're trying to squirt?
I think we had a towel down.
Okay. Oh, like, you lay towels down?
I have to.
I should, but I'm never trying to squirt. And that's what I was going to say. I think it is a mental thing. I think you can't like meticulously, and maybe you can, maybe some people can go, I'm going to try to squirt. I think for me, it happens when I've, and maybe this is also a testament to why I've only recently, like I've only done it with the partner I'm with, because I've been able to fully relax. And I think that's part of it, is that I can like fully be in the moment versus being like.
Turns out my boyfriend is a squirting encyclopedia. Which,
yeah, that's what he says.
I didn't know.
Oh, knows he knows.
He's treating it like a Super Nintendo controller.
No, he
controller,
like autistically
up, down,
rattled off a bunch of fucking facts about it, and I'm like, oh, well, someone's done his research.
Yeah,
my God,
a little too much. He wants
a little bit too much.
He's like, no, I know how to do it.
A little too
speaking
much.
Of,
I mean, he did. I felt like. I'm like, oh, that is
you are pre.
If he knows
I
the spot,
understand.
Yeah.
I understand how squirting could happen.
Yeah, he's like, it's a little bit rougher. It's like right here. It's, you know, and I'm just like, oh, okay, I get it. I get it. You've made a ton of other women squirt before.
Yeah, that as a scene would be so funny in something though. Like if we had a movie or a show, you having a scene where your boyfriend is meticulously trying to make you squirt, and he's like down there with like
so
goggles
medical.
On. Yeah. He's like, no, I know what I'm doing.
Speaking of squirting. Uh-oh. So Zach met my parents this weekend in Vegas. And
that was a repulsive transition.
Because it's going to get worse.
Oh, no. Oh,
so God. We had an adjoining room.
No.
Nope.
Well, this is the problem.
That's
an Airbnb.
A,
you can't keep
no.
yourself together.
Airbnb.
Could well, not fuck for one night, Steph.
I hadn't drank in a long time because it's Asia's program.
Yeah.
And
oh,
I got blitzed.
Yeah.
So my parents went to bed. My dad was snoring, so I thought they wouldn't hear us.
Oh, it's a fucking white noise machine. Pete's snoring.
Very accurate.
Your poor mother was wide awake
snoring. But she couldn't hear us, I was assuming. Yeah. I was hoping. So I was like, we'll have sex quietly. And then I squirted more than I've ever squirted in my life. It might have been a full piss at this point. Like, it was like, it came out. That's also why I think I might have something wrong down there. Because I squirted so much. And then it was just like... Like the
oh, your poor mom having to hear you swamp around.
It was
in your own
it
cum.
Was swamp town,
is
USA.
Is something flooding over there?
No, it was bad.
That
it was disgusting. And then we like soiled this bed and got the, it was horrific.
Not to make it more disgusting, because I know we are talking about a situation where your family's in the next room.
So gross.
But do you think a little bit of it was like because it's kind of hot having to try to be quiet?
I don't know, because I was so drunk. And then it was too much. Have you ever squirted too much?
Yeah.
And I was like, this is like gross now. It's wet.
Nate was pulling out as I squirted the other day. We were like standing in the kitchen. So luckily it's like tile floors or whatever.
In the kitchen?
Why
where's
did
your
pull
roommate
out as you were
right
squirting?
Now?
His kitchen.
Okay.
I've been squirting.
No, I said, why did he pull out as you were squirting?
Oh, because he was about to also squirt, as they say. He was like, I'm going to come. And he pulled out and... he pulled out as I was squirting, but it sounded like my water broke on the floor. It was like,
oh,
like it was a splat. It was like somebody had dropped a water balloon that exploded. It was a wild amount of.
Were you using your vibe too?
No, but the one time
you just squirted from his dick.
Yeah.
Wow.
We are. We're a good match.
Yeah, it's a good match.
Or he just knows how to fuck. I don't know. In my mind, we're a good match. But
and I met one of Nate's friends in San Diego, and she was even like, I love. Them together, they're such a good. She even said they're such a good match.
I thought you were gonna be like Nate knows how to fuck.
You met one of Nate's
fucked
friends.
Nate. No, yeah, I met one of Nate's
Katie.
Friends in San Diego. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Oh,
it was
she
very
said
nice.
That.
Yeah, it was very cute.
Katie's
it was
the
nice
best.
To hear that from somebody else.
Yeah,
so I was like, I don't believe it.
No. Oh, here's something that I've realized recently is that because I keep getting the feedback of, and I may eventually make this a bit, but I'm not doing a bit anyways. It's just a thing I've realized. More than one person has, and I think even. At least one of you guys has been like, you guys just like look like you go together. Like you and Nate, like your new boyfriend.
I would say that. I mean, you do, but
yeah.
I don't.
It's been a lot of friends from afar who have seen the photos, mm-hmm. I think. I don't remember if you had said something.
I probably did.
But like multiple friends are like, it's just like you guys are like a match. You look like you belong together. And I'm like, just say that Andy was ugly. That's what you mean. What you mean is my last boyfriend was ugly. And you don't want to say that.
I didn't think Andy was ugly.
Well.
I mean, I hated his fucking behavior.
I did not think he was ugly. I remember seeing him and being like, because I think Jess is hot. And I was just like,
yeah.
That's John the other day was like, well, now that it's so, because I was telling him this exact thing I just said to you guys. People keep saying this. I think someone had just said it. So I was saying, John, the producer is behind the camera fucking laughing now. Or like just mortified.
He's repulsed.
But he's like, I'll be honest with that. When I met Andy, I thought like, oh, it must be because he's a musician and she does music and she must like that. He's not, it doesn't seem, seem like they belong together.
I literally was like, yeah, he must be funny as hell.
What I thought, I don't know. I feel like if you have feelings for someone, they get hot.
Yes,
like
it's that not definitely
for
happens.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that happens for sure.
Yeah, you go blind for...
And he treated you so well until he was a piece of shit.
And then you see every flaw when yeah. you're like, wait, you were balding the whole time?
He was ugly at the end, but he was cute in the beginning.
Yeah, when we thought he was sweet.
You
he
know,
was...
it was ugly when he took the pumpkin pie spice and the Heidi.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That you're was pretty fucking ugly. Gonna I was like, that. Oh, has Andy gained weight?
And yeah, and also the...
That wasn't a nice thing to say.
The nightstand. Well, that's fine.
The sconce.
He commented on my body more
it's
than
It's okay
once.
To gain weight. It's okay to be fat.
We had matching nightstands in our bedroom.
But I hate
and
it.
In the guest room, there was one nightstand, same design, different color. He takes one of the nightstands that matches in
I
the bedroom.
I want to fucking cut his
and
dick
leaves
off.
The one
are
that's
you
a different
fucking
color.
Kidding me? I hate him. That is so passive aggressive.
That is so passive aggressive.
You know what, yeah. though? Men are fucking morons. And I think that he probably was like, well, she has two of this one.
Yeah, that's, yeah. that's
so I'll take
exactly.
the one she has two of instead yeah. of the one she has
he
one.
He probably was like, that's the nice thing to do.
Idiot. They're yeah. a set, you piece of shit. God fucking damn him.
Anyways.
It worked up.
Now that we've talked about 800 slobs.
I know, we've done a lot of slobs.
Should we do the slob of the week, though, anyway? Should we talk about the things we sent in or tell our stories?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, let's see. Oh, this was mine. I sent this. I sent two things from.
Let's do this one then.
Okay. Well, either way. All right, I'll do mine first, and then the other one can be for the next episode, for the other one of mine that just got pulled up. Okay, so this is just from a thing on Reddit, and so it's a little bit long, but I'll breeze through it. I'm going to try to make this story as short as possible, but it's difficult. In 2021, I lost my job and car got totaled, so I had to move with my family in their apartment. I now live with my brother, my mother, and her virtually insane girlfriend. I had no choice. My mother's girlfriend is a nuisance and constantly pisses off the neighbors by yelling and screaming and keeping them up at night, but she's pulled a really stupid move. About 8 months ago, she decided it was a great idea to bring in stray cats, even though it's clearly stated in the lease that we had to let the landlord know we had cats and pay $300 per cat. We had like 9 cats at first, and the landlord came by and saw this and said, you gotta get rid of these cats. Well, my mom and Daphne got rid of 6 out of 9 of the cats. I tried, by the way, the girlfriend is the slob in this point, in case it's not clear. I tried to convince my mom to fight her girlfriend and get rid of all these cats, but she has no spine. Well, now the damn cats have fleas, and the whole house is infested. If we tell the landlord, he'll probably evict us due to the problems my mom's girlfriend's caused. Plus, now he'll blame us for bringing in the fleas, which are hell to get rid of. I can't even sleep at night. My mom refuses to get rid of the cats, and I don't think it's possible to get rid of fleas without getting rid of the cats. This person, I'm so sad. They're asking, what do I do? But, like, what the fuck are you doing bringing in 9? One stray cat is a bold move.
No, that's...
And, of course...
Mental illness.
Animals.
Called animal hoarding.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But, like...
I follow some, like, children of hoarder pages on Reddit, and there's, like, tons of shit like this. It's really sad.
Oh, wow.
It's like, also, one thing... And, of course, like, this is probably deep mental illness, a woman bringing in 9 cats. Of course. But fucking somebody, stop enabling this woman. Sorry, you're not being a good person by being like, well, we don't want to make our mentally ill relative, roommate, whatever, sad. It's like fucking...
It sounds like they're trying not to enable, you know?
I know.
It sounds like this person just did this, and this person's like, what the fuck do I do now that I have 9 fucking cats in my house?
Yeah.
Well, it took 8 months to be like, fucking...
You call a shelter, or you call... You yeah. report this behavior. That's the answer.
Yeah.
I know this isn't
crazy.
One of our listeners that wrote in, which by the way, you guys are welcome to write in with your slobs of the week. But
oh yeah. If you have a slob of the week, that's not you. You see an article, you hear a story, you can send those in. You can send slob stories as well to slobspod.com or slobspod@gmail.com. Yeah.
There's a great shelter in LA. It's where I got my cats. It's called Kit Crusaders. They're at KITT Crusaders on Instagram. And they rescue a lot of cats from animal hoarding situations.
Yeah. And it's like, I get it. If you see, I love animals. There are people you can call. There are professionals trained to like take care of these things.
Well, and also like, I don't know, something I just have to tell myself when I is just like, I can't save every living thing that is hurting on this planet.
Well, I can't the world is burning.
I can't house the homeless in my personal apartment. And that goes for animals as well as people. You know?
But it's like what I can do is if I have the money, I can donate to the places that are designed to help these people, these animals. I can call those places if I see an animal. But this is, it's just like with the fleas, oh, wash your animals.
No, also fleas, they're screwed now. That many cats, the fleas have gone to every fucking cat. They're in every crevice of that fucking house. They're in the couches.
Oh, you're going to lose your mind because they're going to be starting to get bit by fleas. You're going to like. Mm-hmm.
Fleas are so fucking hard to get rid of. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, it's hell. And whoever you are, you'll never hear this, but I'm so sorry. I just come on, guys. Like every city has an animal shelter somewhere you can go.
My cat got fleas in Philadelphia. There was another cat living in our place. Like my roommate had a cat too. And it was a fucking nightmare. Mrs. Cuddles, it turned out, was allergic to fleas. She had to wear a cone and she kept trying to back up out of her cone. She backed up all the way up a flight of stairs. It was the saddest thing ever. And she would still be cuddly, so I would just wake up to like her little cone banging me in the face because she wanted a nuzzle.
That would be, I mean, it's we've both experienced each other if one of our animal has a flea.
Yeah,
because occasionally
a flea
will get
mind.
You know, you go outside, you walk them, a flea gets on them, but you're giving them flea treatment, washing them, you're taking the fleas off. But like, yeah, I lose it if I find if one just random gets on there, I go fucking nuts.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But you have to, it's fucking insane what we've evolved into is that we have like house animals, we've domesticated animals, and now we're like vigilantes against smaller animals getting on our animals.
Yeah.
But you got
gross.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, mine was gross.
Yeah, you can't just walk around having fleas. What are you, pig?
What are you, me in piggy, fifth piggy. Grade? Because my mom wouldn't get lice shampoo? Okay.
Oh, no.
What? You had fleas in
I haven't
fifth
told,
grade?
No, it was lice. I haven't told this story?
No.
Oh, I had lice for almost a year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
So I had hair. Lice, but my mom fucking fixed it.
Well, yeah, no, my mom fixed it. And by my mom fixed it, I'm pretty sure when we got to Alaska, the lice maybe died. I don't know. She finally got not even lice. She got lice shampoo and flea shampoo. Someone was like, you should use dog shampoo. So then I'm in sixth grade at a new school. My mom's like, you got to wash her with dog shampoo. I'm like, great. And then one of these little like lice combs, but it wouldn't go away for like a year in Mississippi. And I don't know if I was kept re-getting it. I wasn't well taken care of. I didn't know how to fucking, you know, I'm taking like a shower.
No, and you also, my sister had the same kind of hair as you.
Thick ass hair.
You need to go through with the comb and pull the eggs off yourself. The comb doesn't take them all off.
Well,
you
my mom wouldn't do it. No, and it's like, you can't do it yourself.
No, you have to do it. It's a recipe for you.
My mom's way of getting rid of the lice and I don't want to say to her credit, but like for full disclosure, she was not yet sober. So that's also something. She was a single alcoholic mom in a psychotic episode. So that didn't help. But like, was just to go, if the lice doesn't go away, we're going to have to shave your head. And I'm like, okay, great. Good. Yeah, well, no. Now it'll leave because it doesn't want me to have ugly hair either.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, nightmare. Hang in there, person living in an apartment with cats.
What are you thinking?
Let's really quick shout out the other stories and then we'll just wrap up.
Okay, or we can save them for the next episode.
Oh, but then no one can vote. Not that we've put up anything for people to
vote.
That's
true.
We also had
that is the grossest thing I've.
We'll get to that next episode. That's
we
my
also
next
had
one.
Our first two slobs. We already had two slobs.
That's true.
Here was my one.
Well, let's get to this next episode. Okay, who do you guys think is the slob of the week? This woman with the cats? The woman leaving the comments? The guys leaving the comments?
Yeah.
Steph with the yeast infection?
Yeah, I'm a fucking slob.
Me with the fucking period skid marks?
Yeah, we're all gross.
Old Tampon Jones over here?
Yeah, we're all disgusting.
Anyways, you let us know. Follow us.
I hope the nickname Tampon Jones doesn't stick, I'll tell you that.
It's going to stick in there like the tampon
when
in your
cervix.
When is
this coming out?
This comes out right after Christmas time. I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas and is having a Happy Hanukkah if you're celebrating that or whatever the other Kwanzaa.
Happy holidays.
All right, I'm going to plug some dates here real quick. So January 5th through 8th, I'm going to be at the House of Comedy in Phoenix, Arizona. I think that might have gotten moved. January 27th and 28th, I'm going to be at, and 29th, I'm going to be at Zany's in Chicago.
Whee!
And February 10th and 11th, Jessica Michelle Singleton and I are co-headlining Grand Comedy Club in Escondido.
Yay!
Oh, yeah. Also, are you in Colorado Springs soon?
You know, I was going to be. It turns out plane tickets are over $1,000 to Colorado Springs, and they are $318 to Chicago.
Oh, fuck.
So my agent is trying to work with them to maybe get a bigger travel buyout. Otherwise, we might need to move that. Otherwise, we might need to...
Could you fly to Denver and get a rental if they give you a slightly bigger one? Just a thought.
I don't
but
know.
But also, you maybe don't want to drive.
Because I have somebody in Denver who wants to open for you. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, I don't know if or when that's happening.
Okay. But remind me. Yes, go.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. She's very funny, too. So, yeah.
Who is it? Shut her up.
Lizzie Wolfson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. She listens to this all the time. She's great opener.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and I'm going to be in Grand Rapids, Michigan, January 12th through the 14th, and I will be in New Smyrna Beach at Madcap Comedy Club.
Are you doing the Comedy Castle in Michigan?
No, I'm doing Dr. Grin's.
Oh,
that
great.
One's in Grand Rapids. I would love to do the Comedy Castle. Mark, get back to me. I want to go somewhere in Detroit because people in Detroit be tweeting at me. Madcap Comedy Club in New Smyrna Beach, February 3rd through 4th. And then, yes, I will be with you in Escondido, the 10th and 11th. And really quick, Houston Riot Fest. We're all going to be there in March. Make your spring break plans. Come party with us in Houston, 23rd through the 26th. We're doing a live slobs. We're all doing sets. It's going to be wild.
And I am New Year's Eve, Zany's Rosemont in Chicago. Where is that? Chicago, 29th, 30th, 31st. Milwaukee Improv, January 11th to 13th.
Oh, it's a great club.
Or 13th to 15th, yes.
You're going to love it.
And then I'm going to be in, where the fuck am I? I'm in somewhere else in there. I'm forgetting. I feel bad. And to Canada. I'm coming to fucking Vancouver for Just for Laughs, Vancouver, Just for Laughs Northwest, February 24th. Then I'll be in Seattle the 25th and then Helium Portland 26th. So come to those. Follow us all on Instagram.
Yeah, follow us at SlobsPod. Where are you? Where do you want to see us? Also, do you have a podcast you would love to hear us be guests on? Send that to us too. And we'll, you know, we're trying to fucking make the rounds. And we want to do what you guys like. So SlobsPod@gmail.com or leave us a comment on Instagram. Leave us a review and a rating wherever you listen to your podcasts. And stay slobby, you nasty fucking cunts. I'm just kidding. I love you. Why did I do that? I'm a slob. Good night.
Follow the podcast at SlobsPod. Follow me at Lara Bites.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.